Halftime, 15-15. It's Mountain Home and Jacksonville tied up, just about ready to get this second half underway. Let's check the halftime stats. And, Bob, thanks to that loss on that snap that went over the punter's head. Where did they lose, Sunday?
21 yards.
Mountain Home has 63 more yards than Jacksonville does in the first half. 151 for Mountain Home, 88 for Jacksonville. Mountain Home, 133 of the 151 coming on the ground in the first half, 69 for Junior Williams, 58 for Dawson Tabor. Tabor, 1 of 2 through the air for 18 yards. Jacksonville, 15 carries for 27 yards. Johnson leads the way with 32 yards on the ground. Curley, 2 of 3 through the air for 61 yards.
You know, the big pass play that they had was the majority of their offense in the first half, the 67 yards.
Yes.
Something like that. And, you know, that's something we've got to limit, and did a good job, you know, the rest of the half of not giving up the big play. They had a decent drive there at one time, but defensively really bending and not breaking a whole lot except for that one play.
That was really a tough way to end the first half where the Bombers, the snap went over the punter's head. They downed him at the one, and it was actually inside the one, about as close as you can get without being a safety, and they couldn't stick it in. Had one play and just couldn't get it in.
Just give Jacksonville credit. You know, they walked up in the A-gaps on either side of the center and got low, got penetration, and took Junior out from under him before he ever got the ball almost. So, you know, I went down and talked to the chain gang at halftime. I tried to blame it on them.
That's probably a pretty good bet.
It was, you know, and they disavowed any knowledge or responsibility for it. They're really hard-headed about it.
Well, the Bombers will kick off to start the second half, so Jacksonville is going to have the ball first this evening. There's a couple of new members on the chain gang, and I don't see the King Boys.
King Boys are pouring concrete at Butterball, have been for 24 hours straight.
Really?
So they're not there right now. You know, you got Chad Dewey over there. He really raises the intelligence level of the bunch, a whole bunch, when he's over there.
But Robbie Williams is there, too, so that kind of offsets.
Well, it offsets a lot. Robbie, it took me 15 minutes to explain to him what you were doing on the field. He couldn't understand that.
And you got the Bodenhammers over there, too, Bailey and Buddy.
Bailey, he was eating pizza. You know, he couldn't talk. And the Buddy, he just disappeared. I think he's up the fence talking to Zach and the guys over there at the time.
Well, 12 minutes on the clock. The halftime is just about over, and we'll get back to action here. That first half took over an hour to play, and then a super long halftime, and it may be 10 o'clock before we get out of here.
Well, we had to have the long halftime. You know, in order for you to get down there and get back, you know, you're inducted into the Hall of Honor, and that's a great thing. We were real worried about whether we'd need a crane to get you back up there after halftime or not.
I asked Mitch if they had any oxygen up here. The time I climb these stairs, I need it. Got to see Darren McMaines down there. He's going in and met Sonny Ekdahl. Never met Sonny before. He is quite the character.
He is, isn't he? I've heard some stories about him, and you confirmed some of them when you came back up here.
I met him and his wife down there, and they're a great couple. They'll be going in tomorrow as well, along with the 06-07 golf teams, back-to-back state champions, and Hugh McLean. All right, we are ready to get the second half started here. We're tied up at 15. Mountain Home will kick off, and it's Quentin Fournay that will kick for Mountain Home, and he's had three kickoffs this year, and he's 3 for 3 for touchbacks.
Well, the last one, you know, went to the back of the end zone. It's amazing because he just takes about a three-step approach to it. He doesn't do the long, drawn-out thing. He doesn't even wear the brightly colored shoes of soccer that kickers normally wear.
As the ball teed up at the 40, and here he comes with the approach and the kick, and boy, he's going to boom this one. That is out of the back of the end zone. Wow. What a leg.
He probably needs to go to Fayetteville more and kick off for the Razorbacks. They're struggling in that aspect.
Yes, they are,
it?
Yep. So the Titans will start this drive at their 20-yard line. As we get the second half underway, Jacksonville will move from left to right here in this third quarter of action.
Once again, you know, we talk about it every week, how big the first series of the second half is for each team. You know, we need to come out here and put a stop on them right now.
Curley still in at quarterback.
Have we even seen the other quarterback?
No, we haven't. He'll give it to the running back. I believe that's Johnson Tillither, and he is. He's going backwards, and they're going to tackle him back at the 10-yard line. They're going to mark his progress, looks like, at about the 13. Boy, a loss of 7 on first down for Johnson to get running backwards.
Defense did a good job. They bounced him at the line of scrimmage and made him reverse fields, and the pursuit stayed with him and got him and, you know, actually heading back inside the 10 before progress marked at about the 13. Great job defensively on the first play. Put them well behind the chains.
Second and 17 coming up here for the Titans now. They had several players run in, run out, trying to get the ball in. There now, Brett Hull, 8 seconds left on the play clock. Out of the pistol formation, Curley bobbles, looking to pass, looking to his left. He's being flushed out of the pocket now. He's going to run out of bounds, and a good job downfield defensively covering up the receivers, and he's going to step out at about the 16, a gain of about 3.
Well, it had a receiver. The big receiver was behind the secondary that time, but, you know, coach is trying to make impress the points. Don't let him air. But, you know, what kept him from not finding that receiver was the rush they put on him, and Curley's real good about stepping out of bounds. He's not taking a hit yet tonight, has he, on a pass play or a sprint, hardly.
Third down and 14 here for the Titans.
Keep it in front of you. Don't give up a big play.
11 minutes left, third quarter action. We're tied at 15. Standing in the pocket, being flushed now. He's rolling to the right, wants to pass across the middle. It's going to be complete. Did he hang on to it? No,
ball
came loose.
That's incomplete.
It comes loose at the 27, so fourth and 14 coming up for the Titans.
I believe I'd go after this punt again.
Yes.
Because one thing the snapper doesn't have, after you make a bad snap, you don't have the confidence until you make a good one.
The punter is Webster Banks for the Titans.
Nobody back deep again.
He's only 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. Usually snap a little deeper than that, don't you,
Bob? Yes, normally about 13.
Yeah. Low snap this time. Banks gets the kick away. Nobody back. This is going to bounce at the 43. Out to the 47, back to the 46, and that's where Mountain Home will start. They'll be on the plus side of the 50-yard line to start their first drive of the second half at the 46 of Jacksonville.
Well, that's an encouraging defensive series right there for the Bombers to force them into those long yardage situations, to force a punt. That turns the field over real quick. It's awfully not easy, but it's much more enjoyable when you start a possession inside the opposing team's 50. It makes it a lot easier calling those plays.
10:42 left in this third quarter. We're knotted up at 15. Bombers looking to win homecoming here this evening against Jacksonville. On the road next week, by the way. We go to Marion next week. First down, Mountain Home. And Tabor will keep it now. A late pitch to Hershberger up the right sideline. First down inside the 35, the 30, down to the 27-yard line. Big first down run for Mountain Home.
Good job that time. Tabor, he pulled the ball from the fullback's belly, got to the corner, made that defensive end commit and come to him, got a good pitch off to Hershberger for a great game.
19-yard pickup down to the 27-yard line. Sanders there for the Titans. 10:23 left, third quarter action. From the Titan 27. And Tabor keeps it again. Another late pitch. And up the right sideline is Hershberger. Has another first down. He's inside the 20 to about the 16-yard line, and the Bombers move the chains again.
Good job right there, the coaching staff, recognizing that adjustment. Jacksonville on to the short side not really got anybody to take the pitch man. They look like they're depending on the sideline to be the pitch coverage. And good job. And once again, as long as they're trying to take the fullback out of it, we're going to have something on the outside.
First and 10, Mountain Home at the Jacksonville 13-yard line. We're knotted up at 15 with just under 10 minutes left third quarter. Tabor hands it off inside. This is Junior Williams. Junior is going to be tripped up inside the 10 and down at about the 9-yard line.
A little bit of a different look. That quarterback reversed out. Tabor reversed out that time, gave it to Junior, and you know, sometimes you give those backers a bad read when the quarterback, the way they turn, the way that he turns is normally where the fullback goes. So if you give them a bad read and just cut that pursuit down even by just a half a step, it helps. And good job by the offensive line caving that right side down.
Second and three from the Jacksonville 9.
Here they come.
And the ball is kept by Tabor. He's going to be knocked forward to the 8, a pickup of 1. Well, that was very congested up the middle that time. Wasn't much room to do anything.
Well, they're doing a lot of stunt, but when they walk those linebackers up and put them in the A-gaps, and that's a gap on either side of the center, and they move those defensive tackles out to the outside shoulders of the guard, you got three offensive players trying to block four in there, and that's almost an impossibility unless you have great offensive linemen. So what you hope for is just to get a seal, because when you got the linebackers up in there, the off tackle on the wider play is open. Now here they come again. They've got two linebackers standing up right there. Here they come. We need to seal them and widen it a little bit. Coach Maddox is calling a timeout. He sees the same thing.
So we'll break with 8:22 left in the third. Bombers and Jacksonville tied at 15. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Some of the scores from the conference, Jonesboro with a one-point lead over Pine Bluff at the half, and Searcy with a one-point lead over Marion at the half. We're in the third quarter here, 8:22 left in the third, knotted up at 15. The Bombers with a 3rd and 2 coming up from the Jacksonville 8-yard line.
I wonder if Pine Bluff's quarterback playing tonight. Do you know?
Don't think so. Heard actually might be an ACL. I hope not for that young man, because he's very talented. 3rd and 2, and Tabor gives it to Junior Williams this time, and he's going to, not much of a gain at all. Looks like no gain on the play. So 4th and 2 coming up.
It's going to be tough up in there and they're just daring us to do something different.
So 4th and 2 coming up for Mountain Home. Pope comes out as Caden Williams brings the play in from the sideline here with 7:50 left in the third. Williams and Seth Bashirs are the wideouts on the right side.
Eye formation now instead of the twins right.
And here's the pitch to Hirschberger, and boy, nothing there. Kind of a slow developing play. Jacksonville plays it well. It's a 2-yard loss back to the 10 on 4th down, and the Bombers will give it back on downs.
Well, once again, we tried to run the option out of the eye, and they got so much penetration that Tabor had to almost step around a defender who had hit Junior, and that just throws the whole timing off. He wasn't able to carry the ball to the defensive end, had to pitch it early, allow the defensive end to cover both of them.
So the Titans will take over at their own 10-yard line with 7:34 left here in this third quarter. We're tied at 15.
And once again, defense got to step up. You don't want them to be able to turn the field on us or flop the field. We want to play on their end for a while.
Curley still in at quarterback. Here's the toss sweep. Deep toss, and the running back Johnson is going to get back to the line of scrimmage, looks like, and that's about it. Well played.
They had so much success running between the tackles early, and they've got away from that. Everything they've tried to do now is wide.
So it's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 here for the Titans. No gain on the play. Curley waves to his receiver, sends him out a little farther, split out wide to the right. And the give is to Johnson. Johnson up the middle part of the field.
He is leveled.
Good job by the defense. Boy, the big hit that time by Brock Boget. Several other players had him wrapped up, and Boget came in and delivered a smashing hit at the 13.
What a linebacker's supposed to do. He's supposed to clean that up and knock him back negative yardage. And Boget did a good job of that time.
3 yard gain out to the 13. So 3rd and 7 coming up for this Bomber defense. Let's see if they can get off the field once again with 6:24 left in this third quarter. Four receiver set here for Jacksonville. Curley back to pass. Now he's going to be pressured.
Keep him in the pocket.
And he's going to run up the left side. He has the first down at the 20-yard line, just across the 20. And just enough for a first down.
Can't let him break contain when you force him out of the pocket like that. Somebody's got to be there to.
They needed 7 to convert, and that's exactly what he got. 6th first down of the night for the Titans. Bombers with 10 first downs on the evening. So a fresh set of downs here for Jacksonville. Tabor is going to come in. He's playing on defense.
Well, we got a chin strap problem. Somebody broke the chin strap and can't get it fixed.
Tabor playing on the right defensive end. Here's the give to Johnson, the running back. He's going to turn the corner up the right sideline. This is a foot race at the 50, 40, 30. He's going to win it. Johnson takes it to the house. An 80-yard touchdown run. Isaac Johnson has put Jacksonville on top. So it's now 21-15 with the point after pending. 5:50 left in this third quarter. Colford in to attempt the extra point here for the Titans. Kick is ugly, but good. 5:50 to play in the third. It's 22-15 Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
My son's lungs aren't his lungs. They originally belonged to someone else. Somebody who was large or small, young or old. Somebody who was caring and noble and generous. I know, because when you become an organ and tissue donor, you have the potential to save up to 8 lives. So whoever that ordinary, extraordinary person is, they're beautiful, just like my son. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org.
Junior Williams with the return of the kickoff, with one of those low line drive kicks. He'll take it out across the 40 to about the 43-yard line. Pretty good return.
Well, it was. That one was – he was able to handle that. They've kicked it in line drives before, and it's always took a bad bounce before it got to him, but he was able to handle that one.
So Mountain Home will start at their own 43-yard line. Pretty good field position. 5:43 left in the third. It's a 22-15 Jacksonville lead. Bombers working right to left here in this third quarter of action. Tabor on the toss sweep to Hershberger, trying to go to the right side. Turns it upfield, gets to the corner, has a nice play across the 50, and he's going to be near a first down.
Referee on his side's got it as a first down. I don't know.
On the far side, he is right at the marker. I mean, he is right there. That's, I think it's a first down. Are they going to check or not?
No.
Nope.
chain
gang. Just shy. Yep. That one's on the chain
gang. Yeah, it's on the chain gang right there. But anyway, good play right there. Able to seal back inside, caught him with the linebackers up in tight, but able to seal him inside. Hershberger able to get to the corner and get up the field.
Gain of 9 3/4 on the play, so 2nd and inches. And Tabor keeps it on that read option. He's going to have the first down across the 45 to the 44-yard line and a first down. Gets to the 43 and moves the chains. 5:11 left in this third quarter. It's a 22-15 Jacksonville lead. Bombers have moved the ball well this evening.
Here they come.
Tabor will keep it, look to pitch, instead keeps it himself inside the 40, down to the 38. He'll pick up 5 on first down.
I think Dawson recognized that time. The linebacker stepped in coming hard, and he was able to speed it up a little bit and then step around him. Good job of sealing that tackle inside. When you seal the tackle, the linebacker's up in the line of scrimmage and can't move up and down the line of scrimmage, you've got a better chance of getting good yardage.
Alonzo, the wideout on the right side of the field. They're working from the far hash, working right to left. And the ball is given to Junior Williams this time. The big fullback rumbling inside the 30 has a first down run to the 28-yard line. He'll pick up 10 on second down.
Junior likes to see those little defensive backs, skinny defensive backs, when he breaks through the line of scrimmage. Once again, good job of the offense recognizing those inside linebackers, sealing them down inside and running that just a little bit wider.
4:12 left in this third quarter. It's a first down, Mountain Home.
Here they come again.
Tabor will keep it. Boy, I tell you, they had penetration. The ball's taken away. The Titans take it away from Tabor, and they're going to return it out to the 45-yard line, a turnover for Mountain Home, first of the night.
They walked those linebackers up there, and they got penetration, and they got to the, I'm serious, they got to the mesh point where Junior and Tabor meet at the same time.
Reach in and take the ball away. I couldn't tell who it was that had it, but the Titans get the football back now. Sonny's saying it was number 30, which is James Robinson. So the first turnover of the night for Mountain Home, and Jacksonville has the ball at their own 45-yard line, up by a touchdown with 3:49 left in the third. Hand off. Left side.
Good job.
Yep, pick up maybe a yard on the play. Jacob Perry gets the handoff, and they're going to give him a yard to the 46.
I think it was Peters that time got across the line of scrimmage, was able to make him turn inside.
Colton Peters has 34 tackles on the season, leads Mountain Home from that strong safety position. 3:23 left third quarter.
You'll find it's hard to believe I have trouble reading those numbers.
Which numbers?
Ours, any numbers.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be my glasses.
The second down and 9 here for Jacksonville. Curley wants to pass, incomplete. And it's incomplete. Boy, he threw a hot pass, and he had a man wide open there.
Oh, he did. He raised up and gunned it.
The funny thing about it is he gunned it like that, and the player wasn't 12, 13 yards
from
him.
No, he wasn't.
So it's 3rd and 9 now for Jacksonville at their own 46-yard line. Just under 3 minutes left in this third quarter. 22-15, the Titans with the lead.
Now let's don't give up another big third down play. No. You know, we had them pinned last time. Let's keep them that way.
Third and 9 here for Jacksonville. Low snap picked up by Curley. Late pitch, pitches it to Johnson up the right side. He's got the first down inside the 40 to the 38 of Mountain Home, and a first down for the Titans. They pick up 16 on third down.
them credit. They did a good job of blocking it. You know, our outside linebackers, defensive ends are off the line of scrimmage out there, and they did a good job of sealing them off and running off the defensive backs, and you just couldn't get anybody out there. It was an ugly-looking play, but very successful.
It was. So the ball at the 38-yard line of Mountain Home now. Fresh set of downs for the Titans. They'll have two receivers on the left side. Curley to pass. There's a quick out left side. Is complete. And a pickup of about four on the play. Peters coming up to make the hit for Mountain Home.
Again on the tackle right there. Good job. He got inside out. He was able to run him down from behind.
4-yard pickup on the quick pass play to Trey Newsom. Newsom, a senior. They use a lot of receivers. About six have played so far tonight. 2:16 left. Third quarter action. Jacksonville up 22-15. Curley out of the gun. Will give it to the running back Johnson right up the gut. He's got a first down run. Take it to the 26, and the Titans will move the chains. Mark him at the 27, so officially a 7-yard pickup. Ninth first down of the night for Jacksonville. Of course, they've had a couple of big plays, a 57-yard and an 80-yard touchdown.
Yes.
So first down at the Mountain Home 27-yard line for Jacksonville with 1:44 left in this third quarter. They'll give it to Johnson. Starts inside, bounces it outside, stiff arms the defender, knocks him down, steps out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Looks like they'll mark him at the 26, pickup of just one. That was a lot of running to get 1 yard.
It was. Logan Walker out there did a good job of making him run sideways again. Didn't get blocked, was able to stay square and use that sideline as another defender.
Second and 9 coming up for Jacksonville. 1:28 left third quarter. Well, we've had passes and people stepping out of bounds. This has been one of the longest games.
Yes,
it's 8:55 already.
Thank goodness it's a home game.
Yes, man. Second and 9 now for Jacksonville. The toss sweep to Johnson coming to the near side. And he's going to break a tackle. The line of scrimmage on his feet at the 20, 15, down to the 14-yard line. He picks up 12 and another first down.
Boy, they're just able to use that athleticism when they get to the wide side of the field. If they get two steps in full speed and able to turn their shoulders up the field, we're having trouble on the wide side.
1:12 left in this third quarter as Jacksonville's in the red zone now at the 14-yard line. Titans up by 7. Curley out of the gun. Johnson flanks him to the right. 1 second on the play clock. They barely get the snap off. Curley's going to keep it himself. Takes it to about the 11-yard line, then he stacked up and knocked backwards.
Curley, when he gets up in the middle right there, he likes to juke and jive, and he doesn't like the contact as much as running backs do.
No.
As a matter of fact, that might be the first certain time he's had contact.
It was a 2-yard gain to the 12. So second down coming up here for the Titans. 22 seconds left. In the third quarters will probably be the final play of the third quarter. Out of the pistol this time, Curley will give it to Johnson. Johnson behind some big blockers, and he's going to take it inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. And third down coming up after the break. It's the end of the third, 22-15. It is Jacksonville with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, mm-hmm. and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.